there?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Vicky. I'm calling from Inceptia on behalf of, and I apologize, my screen didn't pop up there, so I didn't know who exactly I was supposed to be asking for, but we're calling on behalf of. Do you have a few minutes to go over some free financial education information they'd like to share with you?
What if I'm not attending the college anymore?
We are calling everyone who's either graduated or withdrawn from the school. It's just a courtesy call about what happens now. Are you attending another school?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What we're doing is just giving out some basic information. Do you have a couple of minutes to go over it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. First of all, I do need to let you know the call could be monitored, and that's for my quality only. And to protect your privacy and make sure I'm speaking to the correct, would you just verify, or could you verify your date of birth and your street address for me?
Yeah, I was born in, and
okay.
My address is.
Perfect, thank you. The school asks us to contact students who either graduated or withdrew to let you know that any student loans you may have taken out are now in their 6-month grace period, and you're not expected to make any payments at this time, but you could be going into repayment in the next few months. They let us know you graduated in September. Congratulations. And you say you are done with school, or are you just taking a break and going to go back?
No, I'm done. I got what I needed, and I'm out. I'm going to just continue working.
Okay, good. All right. Well, the reason for our call today is just to let you know what kind of options you have to repay your student loans. Do you know approximately how much you did borrow for school?
I think it was like 27 or something.
Okay. When your loans do go into repayment, and I don't know, have you gone into repayment on any of your student loans yet so far?
No.
Okay. When you do go into repayment, go ahead.
Okay. I did get a letter in the mail saying something about in December I would have to start paying in the next 3 months.
Okay. Yes. It looks like March 15th is when your repayment starts on your student loans. So
okay.
Did they give you an idea of what your payments would be, or did they just tell you that's when they start?
Around like $200.
Okay. What they're doing is telling you that your loans start out on what is called a standard repayment plan. Everyone's due. That is the basic plan. It's the 10-year plan. It's the one that everyone can start on, but you do not have to stay on that plan. With $27,000 borrowed, that's about, and they may, I'm not sure where the 200 came from. I'm looking at 311, but it could be that that $27,000 is a little too high. So just kind of look at it that way, that this is just a ballpark. Were you thinking that you could make those $200 a month payments?
I mean, $200. I mean, I don't know about $300. I'm trying to get a house, and you know, I'm young, and I got a tool payment too. So I mean, I have to take that into account. So I mean, I'm looking at $100 a week easily. All tools I got right now. I mean, I got things set up through Maxwell and whatnot. And obviously, that has nothing to do with my student loan, but, you know, I'm just telling you what I have to pay. And, you know, I would enjoy getting out of my parents' house. You know, and I am 22 years old, so $311.
I hear you.
I hear you.
Yep. Let me tell you this. There is another payment plan that you could get on to start with. It's called the graduated repayment plan, and this is closer to that $200, but it's a little less. It's $155 a month. Are you employed right now? Are you looking for a job?
Yep. Nope. I'm employed. I've been employed at this place for almost a year. February 18th.
Okay. Okay. There are some payment plans that are called the income-based or income-driven plans. Those are based on your income and your household size. So you might look into one of those, too. You just want to make sure that you're not going back to school if you get into one of those plans, because for the first 3 years of those plans, any subsidized loans that you have do not accrue any interest. So we always kind of tell people, if you're going to go back to school in that time, think about one of the other payment plans, because these will start with that. They're going to act kind of like a deferment. Any subsidized loans are going to be not, the government's going to be paying the interest on it. So that's why we say that. There are four of those plans, and what I can do is, first of all, they don't take more than 10 to 15% of your discretionary income. They have some forgiveness at the end. If you make your payments over a period of 20 or 25 years, there's two different, you know, there's four different payment plans, but there's two different sets that are 20 and another set that's 25 years. So if you make your payments over those years, if there is anything left over at the end, then that is written off by the government. So there's a little bit of forgiveness there if you are making low payments over 20 years and you have, you know, $5,000, $6,000, whatever left over, that is written off by the government. So there are those plans. And like I said, there's this graduated plan that is $150 a month for 2 years. Then it will gradually increase over time, and it will pull it out to 20 years. But you can get onto any other plan at any time. So what I'm saying is that first bill that you get, you don't have to stay on that plan. There are other plans. And what? Let me ask you this. Are you in some kind of a public service job? Are you working someplace where you could be considered public service or nonprofit? It's a private company, though?
Yeah, it's a private company.
Okay. Yep, that probably wouldn't qualify. There is a public service loan forgiveness that is, if you work in a public service job for 10 years and pay your payments for 10 years, whatever's left over after 10 years is forgiven. So we always just kind of check to make sure that you don't maybe qualify for that. But,
well, One question. Before,
okay.
Will a public service count as like a tow truck company?
No, more like your police, your fire, your hospital, if you are a tow truck for the police department, maybe. You know, if you're paid by the state or the town, then possibly that would qualify. You would just have to check with your... You'd have to check with your HR people to make sure that that would be. And this, I'll send you an email that has the qualifications for public service loan forgiveness in it. And then if you think maybe you could qualify for it, there is a checklist there, and the tax status that needs to have, that the company needs to have to qualify for that. So, but let me send you this email anyway, because the very first link in the email is to the Department of Education's website that will tell you exactly how much you've borrowed. It will tell you, it'll show you all of your federal student loans. It will tell you who your loan holders are and how to contact them. It will also tell you what status your loans are in. So it's called the National Student Loan Data System. And you would just want to go in there and make sure that all of your loans are with the same company. And that you just do by, you go into the financial aid review, it will show your loans numbered, and you click on the number, and it will open up and tell you who your loan holders are. If for some reason you have more than one loan holder, you can put your loans together into a consolidation loan. That will have all the same payment plans available to it. The only thing is you're just paying one company rather than more than one. Let's see. There is this payment estimator in there. If you put your own information into this payment estimator, it will tell you what your payments would be in all of the payment plans. So if you're interested in any of the income-based or income-driven plans, you would be able to check out the payments in this estimator. There is a little bit of description in this email about the income-driven repayment plans and how they differ, and see if you see that any one of them would be best for you. And then there is that application to consolidate your loans. All you do is put your name and your social in it, and it pre-fills with your loans. So if you need to consolidate your loans, that is right there, and it's just really easy to do. So would you like me to go ahead and send you this email?
Yeah, because it seems like there's a lot of information.
There is a lot of information there.
Oh.
I have your Baker email address. Is that a good one for you?
No. Go with
All right.
Go with A. I'm ready when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I will go ahead and send that to you. If you want to take a look at the information and check everything out in there, and you have any other questions, I'll put the phone number at the bottom. You can give us a call back. We're here from 7 in the morning till 9 at night. So if you have a question, give us a call back, or you can reply to the email, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions? Oh, I know I did not tell you about deferment and forbearance. There are deferments that you, if you need to put your loans on hold for any reason, there is deferment time and forbearance time. Deferments put your loans on hold for 6 months to a year, and you do not accrue any interest on your subsidized loans while you're in a deferment. There is an unemployment deferment and a hardship deferment. The hardship deferment is, if you're on some kind of public assistance and you can't make your payments, you may qualify for a hardship deferment. The unemployment deferment is just what it sounds like. If you're looking for a job and you're registered with an employment agency or an employment service, you can put your loans on hold with that. If you don't qualify for either one of those, you can put your loans on hold with a forbearance. That is just you contacting your lender and saying, I need to stop my payments for a couple of months. And they will do that right over the phone. The bad thing is your interest does accrue while you're in a forbearance. So that's it. I'll go ahead and send you the email. And like I said, if you have any questions, give us a call back.
Okay.
All right. Any questions right now?
No. I'll get back to you guys.
Okay, just be looking for something from, it looks like Fed Loan Servicing is your servicer, and you said you've gotten something. So just be looking for something from them around the first part of February, middle part of February.
Okay, and they're gonna ask for $311, you said?
That's the basic plan. That's the standard plan. You can contact them right away and say, that's not going to work for me. And they will tell you that, and this payment estimator that I'm sending to you in this email, put your own information into it. See if any of those plans work a whole lot better for you, because they should. And then tell them that you're interested in, say, the income-based repayment plan or in the repayee repayment plan. There's four of those payment plans that are based on your income. So take a look at those, and then if you think any of those will work for you, when you get your first bill, call them up and say, I want this plan, and they'll get you started on what you need to do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Well, thanks for taking the call today. You have a good rest of your day.
You too, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I know.